former industrial sites. And we're blessed with some great industrial sites. I think of the Krug factory, which is being transformed into housing. So lots of potential within our community on those former sites, including the Grand Trunk Railroad site.
Okay, we're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma with lots on the agenda. Your city, your future. What's this about?
This is a passion that I've had since coming into office, and it's all about engaging youth. And I'm going to share a quote here that inspires me, and this is from the Joy Experiment with Paul Caulflesh. Here's one truth about cities. They start to die when young people feel they need to move away to follow their dreams. There are towns all over the country in decline because they have lost the next homegrown generation of dreamers. And this is my inspiration, where on October the 2nd, and this is a shout out to individuals, organizations, companies, businesses, factories, industry, if you want to be involved. But at the Rotary Complex on October the 2nd, I'm going to invite all grade 10 students from our local high school, the district, St. Michael's, Nancy Campbell. We'll have 350 students come in the morning, 200 plus students come in the afternoon. Teachers will be provided with curriculum information for prior to the event, and as an educator, this is helpful, and post-event. But the idea is to foster youth belonging, civic awareness, and community connection. So during the day, or during the morning and then the afternoon, city staff, local organizations, companies will inform students of what currently is in Stratford, but most importantly, I believe, to engage youth and for them to tell us what's not here. So, you know, there's lots here that I think students will say, I didn't know that. But there's also items that students will share with staff and with companies and organizations and staff will say, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So it is going to be, I believe, a great inaugural event where we engage youth to educate, but we also engage youth to be educated. So I really look forward to that. We don't have CJCS on the list yet, but I'm sure they're going to be there as well.
There you go. Absolutely. And we've got more great events happening with Stratford Summer Music tomorrow night.
A great fundraiser. And this is the former fiddle trucks and food fiddle and food truck event that's in the barn, or was in the barn. Now it's mariachi and margaritas. Tickets are still on sale through Destination Stratford. They're $125. You get a charitable receipt, but you have an opportunity for great Latin-inspired entertainment and food, the food trucks, and of course margaritas. So I encourage those individuals that have done the food trucks before, the fiddle and food trucks in the barn, tickets are still available. Come and join us in the barn tomorrow night, as you say.
Yeah, and a great celebration for the 25th season for Stratford Summer Music. What a season that
Thank you for that, yeah. Jamie. And wow, and all the work that goes into that, and a big shout out to Crystal Spicer and Mark Fuhrer for their work. And then, boom, it's gone. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of a celebration of that work and a fundraiser, because we know a lot of that, those acts need to be paid and should be paid as entertainer. But certainly the ticket values in most cases don't equate to the value that we are receiving from their entertainment.
Absolutely. And speaking of which, more events, more celebrations, and another screening for We Lend a Hand.
Yes, and as you know, this is an extension of the two sold-out showings in City Hall Auditorium. It is entitled We Lend a Hand, The Forgotten Story of the Farmerettes. And it's an extension of the Onion Skins and Peach Fuzz book that, and I have a copy of it here today, but it tells the story of hundreds of young women in high school age that went off and were excused from their final exams if they worked for the summer paid work, not a lot of paid work, but particularly in market garden farming and around fruits and vegetables. And it is a wonderful, wonderful movie. It's about 50 minutes in length. It's going to be shown in the barn. And once again, this is around women that stepped up and served the country, both men and women that were serving abroad during the Second World War, and also to feed countries like England and countries from Europe post-war. So the film will take place in the barn on Saturday, September the 13th, 7 o'clock. Tickets still are on sale. If you go Google "We Lend a Hand Ritzma Barn," it'll take you down where you can buy a ticket. I believe they're $20. And if you can't purchase one online, come to the barn and we'll get you a ticket.
That is awesome. And boy, we're, of course, looking forward to the Stratford Fall Fair. It's fast approaching.
Yeah, it is. And you know, as soon as the one fair is over, we move into the planning of the next. We had a meeting the other night, and one of the individuals on the fair board said, "Martin, we haven't heard your voice talk about this on your mayor talk." So I will brag about the 184th Stratford Fall Fair, one of the oldest in Canada and in Ontario. It goes from the 18th to the 21st at the Rotary Complex. The most important piece, they said, keep telling people, admission is free. We have so many wonderful events. The kickoff is the ambassador competition. A huge congratulations to our former ambassador, Marshall McConnell, who was second runner-up at the CNE. Mm-hmm. This year, it's the return of the pie auction. If you want to buy a really tasty pie, no bias involved here, and be entertained in the process, Dave Jacobs and ring persons Gary West and myself will sell you a pie on the opening night. So many things for all ages over the 4 days, and a special shout out to Ron Neeb and for organizing the car show. A special item, and I have some photos here that perhaps we can get on air. But there are vehicles that helped build Highway 119 from Stratford to Milverton in the 30s. Mm. And it's odd because they were stationed on my farm that was out near Topping, Ontario, way before I owned it. But lots at the fall fair, whether it's the farm to you, whether it's the school fair, or the arts and crafts, the 4-H. But I encourage people to go to www.stratfordagriculturalsociety.com. There's so much there, and look forward. It's a homecoming for me. I see so many people once a year, and it's at the Fall Fair.
You bet. Well, thank you so much for that. Yes, and do support the Stratford Fall Fair, absolutely. And we got a Mayor's Breakfast.
Mayor's Breakfast, wow. The 18th annual. It is coming up quick. You know, the goal here is to recognize and organizations that support the most vulnerable, the most marginalized in our local community. It's an opportunity for those organizations to raise money and raise awareness. And this year, I'm so pleased to announce Stratford House of Blessing. We all know the blessings that they pour out onto our community and our residents. Just amazing people that work there and volunteer there. This event will, once again, a huge shout out to the Hayter family for hosting this event. Huge shout out to Maria Walsh, Remax Realty, Stratford and District Council of Churches, and Farm and Company for their support of this event. It's Thursday, October the 9th. Tickets will sell out. I know it. Not because of the mayor, but because of this incredible cause that we're identifying. It's 7 a.m. breakfast, and you'll have an opportunity to hear great speakers from the House of Blessing, entertained by Freyna. That's Dana Manning and Frances Rose. If you were there last year, you'll have a similar entertainment features this year. You know, if you want to get a ticket, I strongly recommend you reach out to Lindsay Van Gestel, or Lindsay Gerber, I should say, at extension 5236, or you can email mayor at stratford.ca. It is a great event. It's not about me. It's about this organization, Stratford House of Blessing.
Okay, and the Ritzma Barn's been a busy spot. Oh. There's a very special event that was held just recently.
Wow, and you know, this was in partnership with the Perth Federation of Agricultural. I always say there are stresses and strains between rural and urban, and that's gone back historically, and as I've shared online before, I saw this item. This event was called Across the Table in Abbotsford, I believe, BC. I read it in an En Route magazine on my way to the Netherlands to my uncle's 80th birthday party, surprise birthday party. And part of that event was to bring 60 farmers and 60 residents from Stratford, Ontario, farmers and people that are in the agricultural sector together for communication. And just to have a conversation, to learn about their challenges, to learn about the challenges of trying to buy a home or to produce crops or livestock in this beautiful area. And part of the job that night, and I'm not sure what you wrote, Jamie, but we had wonderful cards. If you're looking for great cards, postcards, Josh Cooper created, like it's a Where's Waldo, and I can see Waldo right now on the card here. But the goal was you had to write down, whether you're urban or rural, you had to write down your aha moment and what you learned. And we dropped them in a milk bucket, no less, identified whether you were rural or urban. So at the end of today, we are going to draw. I want to identify a couple just speed items here before we leave. But we're going to draw the winner of, for the rural, it's going to be a big box of chocolate mint smoothies. And for urban, you are going to be the owner of a big basket of meat or a large display of freshly frozen meat.
Yeah.
So I look forward to doing that with you, Jamie, just before we go off air.
You bet.
But if I could just do my last item here before, just we have so many things, and people say to me, you haven't mentioned this, you haven't mentioned that. There's so many things going on, Stratford. Both to engage residents and to allow them to share their generosity as we've shared this morning. But I want a shout out for a couple things that are going on this weekend. The hazardous waste, household hazardous waste, that's the last opportunity of the year. That's happening this Saturday morning from 9 to 2 o'clock at the landfill. And that's important work where we don't dump those into the landfill. We recycle them. We're getting to the last chance of you being involved through Engage Stratford with the Asset Management Survey. And the other neat thing that's going on downtown Stratford is a Christmas film that's being taken place. They've closed off some of the businesses, which is wonderful. Your mayor might be on horse and wagon at some point during that little spoiler alert. But lots going on in Stratford that I cannot stop bragging about both the engagement of our residents and the generosity. So speaking about that, are you up to drawing a couple names?
Okay, yes, absolutely. And just before we do that again, my congratulations on Across the Table. I was there with my wife and so many great folks. It was a great evening of discussion, and I certainly echo many of the folks that were there. It was a terrific evening. Absolutely.
Thank you, Jamie. So here we go. What do you want to do, rural or urban first?
Your choice.
Well, let's go with the urbanites.
Oh, right here.
He's in the milk bucket.
Now, these are big buckets.
And those buckets were buckets that, as I was a kid on a dairy farm, we transitioned from one style of bucket to the next, from milk can. So, there you go.
All right, let's
see. His eyes are closed. He's reaching in, and he's going to announce the winner. And this is the rural winner. This is the urban. We picked up the wrong milk bucket. Right. But the winner is, Tatiana Defoe, our city clerk right there.
Okay,
so Miss Defoe will be coming to you with your door prize. And one of the things she learned about, and I'll read this, the impact of tariffs on farming. Mm-hmm. You know, where farmers can lose up to $40,000 a week on products that they have to export to the U.S.
Yeah.
Miss Defoe,
all right, hang on.
That pork product is coming to you.
So now we go to the rural.
Here we go. Here we go. I'm shaking up the milk bucket. It's a surge. Yeah, there you go. All right. And Jamie, drum roll, please. Or milk bucket roll. Here we go. And the winner is, I can't read that. Oh, Randy Garfield. Randy Garfield, you are, and Randy, why are you down? I guess you're, well, I'm gonna acknowledge you put, I think you put it in the wrong bucket. But Randy Garfield, no, he's attached to the Schoonerwood family, which is deeply involved in agriculture. So Randy Garfield, you are the winner of the box of chocolates. We might get a bit of pushback, Randy, but we will acknowledge because we did draw it out of the rural bucket. Sorry, rural folks. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for those attended the event. And I'm looking forward to perhaps doing this again next year with Perth County Federation. It's a great opportunity to talk and build relationships.
City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma.
Thank you.